Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
Time to check in with Richard Roper. Richard, are you enjoying watching October baseball in the middle of the afternoon?
You know, as a White Sox fan, I'm really enjoying seeing Garrett Crochet and Carlos Rodon and Dylan Cease sparkling. If only a team would have had all of those pitchers on, you know.
No kidding.
The full, yes, I love the daytime baseball, Bob, and you guys know this. You know, for 70 or 80 years, all the postseason games were daytime, right? And then 1971, I think, was the first nighttime game, and I think they were surprised by the ratings, and it makes sense. So ever since then, we haven't had a World Series game at night, I think, since probably the mid-80s. But I love the playoff format that gives us these day games, don't you?
Well, it does remind you of back in the day when all the games were on in the daytime. You'd have your transistor in school,
yes,
and race home to watch it on TV.
We had this really cool order of nuns at St. Jude the Apostle, where I went to school in South Holland, and they were big baseball fans. So they'd wheel in the one TV set that the school had, you know, and so we could watch the Tigers and the Cardinals. And they'd say, "We're going to teach you about geography today. Now, Michigan and Missouri and all this kind of stuff." So that, but yeah, you know, that you see those movies set during that time where the kids got the little earpiece for the transistor, and it's just kind of glorious, you know. Now the Cubs are playing at what, at 4 o'clock today?
4 o'clock, yep.
I like that start time, actually, because when you think about it, they're going to start in the sparkling sunshine, mm-hmm, but then we're going to get that, you know, like there's that moment where the sun comes through the grandstand, like in The Natural, where Glenn Close, as Our Lady of the Third Baseline, stood up, remember, and had that glow, and you might get like that moment where a hero is made, or the opposite, you know, like that historic moment, because by the time the game ends, it's going to be dusk.
But if the networks had their way, every game would be at night in prime time, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, they have to juggle all these games now, though, so they have to put some in the daytime.
I love how the play-by-play and analyst guys always and women say, "Oh, you know, the shadows are such a factor." And it's like, the shadows are a factor because we made this game start at 3:30 in Los Angeles. They never mentioned
right.
that they created
the networks
that.
Did it.
That the stadiums were built to not have shadows at 1 o'clock start times, but because it's now 4:30, you can't see 103-mile-per-hour fastball coming at you.
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine said that he went into a bar to watch the game the other day, and he was surprised there was nobody in there. And he was speculating that maybe it was because of the time, people didn't want to be in a bar at that hour, or maybe it's because everybody can watch now on their phone. They don't need to go somewhere to watch it.
I think it's more the latter thing, as you mentioned, because of course all the cool apps, so you can quietly watch it. You can look like you're working away at your kiosk in your cubicle, and it's like those commercials where someone always is like, "Yeah!" You know, they're screaming, like, "What happened?" And you know they're watching the game at that moment.
Yeah, it's a little different today. Talk about back in the day. You'd be watching the game and sending your friends instant messages on AOL, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and the dial-up screech, the last dial-up was earlier this week for AOL. There's no longer that moment where you can hear that you've got mail.
That wonderful sound, yeah.
Yes, yes.
How are we patient enough?
Oh, man, this was the most tense 7 seconds of your life, right? Make that connection.
We wouldn't tolerate waiting today.
Can you believe? Then this is if you had a good connection. You know, you'd be like, "I think we got this. I think we're getting there." And, of course, you know, this whole thing you're hearing right now was the electronic, the handshake. There it is. It's like the handshake between the two modems, right?
Yeah.
And you know, some folks will remember this. You had to use your landline to do the dial-up to get your email. So you get these things where, you know, the kids, the youngsters in 1996 would be doing the AOL thing and emailing, and then mom would pick up the phone to make a call, and that would cut off the email connection.
It's amazing that up until this past Tuesday, that was still available, or somebody was still using it.
Some folks were still using it. Well, you know, once in a while you still hear from people and they're like, you know, "What's your email?" And it's always their name and their birthday at AOL.com, which was, you know, yeah, and that was fine. You know, and you're like, okay. And I remember when you'd get AOL, you'd have to get the floppy disk in the mail.
That's right.
You have to download the software just to get there. And then if you go back and look at movies, of course, You've Got Mail was the famous one. But then there were, you know, movies like The Net with Sandra Bullock, where she got her identity stolen pretty much, very much ahead of its time. Or even in Clueless, where Alicia Silverstone is a running joke that she's kind of obsessed with her email account. And then... Yes, that guy, who, by the way, was, you know, is a TV broadcaster who just did that for, you know, he did You've Got, he also did, you know, Welcome.
Did we ever find out how much money the guy made? I think at one point, I remember a story, he didn't make as much as you thought.
No, it's always, it's like the guy that designed the Bulls logo, right?
Yeah,
he got 50 bucks or something like that. So Elwood Edwards goes down in history as the voice of You've Got Mail. And I think at some point, I remember reading, he might have started doing like, you know, he was like an Uber driver and people would recognize the voice and he'd be like, you've arrived, you know, just to, to give him a kick. But then along came Yahoo and then Gmail and then AOL just kind of drifted into the...
We need instant communications today. We have no patience anymore. That was a big thing for a while, the instant messaging on AOL, wasn't it?
Yeah, the IM, because you could have a private, what you thought was, a private conversation off on the side there. And yeah, that was kind of the early moments of knowing that maybe your private conversations weren't as private as you thought. But they seemed really cool for a while there. You could have your own email account that was your private email.
Mm-hmm.
You could have instant messaging and it was your domain. It was a way of communicating just like they did in the space age movies from the 50s, it seemed. But yeah, that dial-up thing, man, you know, and people started getting then modems, or they would get even a second telephone line, because at some point, you know, because that thing took forever and mom's picking up the phone and then there you lot, and it would just there it would, you know, it end right there.
Today we take it for granted, the instant texting, and I mentioned this earlier, I really find it irritating when my wife will say she talked to someone but she didn't, she texted, but people will say they talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and pretty much anybody under 40, if you say that you called someone to ask them out on a date, they're like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You're a weirdo. You called them?
How delight-
Why don't you just show up at their house and knock on the door?
How delightfully quaint.
Yeah, that's all of it.
Richard Roper, thank you. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design, development, and digital marketing agency.